This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Had a good Wednesday morning, hump day. It's August 12th, 2026. Just a reminder, a lot of the schools are opening up. Oklahoma City Public Schools started for the first time yesterday. I believe that UConn is starting today. So if you're driving into work this morning, give yourself a little bit of extra time. We've got a lot of very excited kiddos who are out in the streets right now where they probably shouldn't be. They're not necessarily staying on the sidewalks or adhering to the crosswalks because they're very excited. So keep an extra eye out for them. Keep the phones down. Keep an eye out for the kids. It's very important. If you want to be part of the show today, give us a call, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And we do have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Sirloin Stockade killer Verna Stafford has been approved for parole, but that doesn't mean that she'll be free anytime soon. We'll explain. A Stillwater man accused of killing his wife with a pocket knife will stay in jail, at least for now. We're finding out what killed a Senate candidate who was found dead in his pickup truck back in April. Well, the race for governor is now at dead heat, what the latest numbers say. Big plans for the Oklahoma County Jail, and get this, county leaders didn't even know about it. Norman City Leader is raising concerns right now about the Turnpike expansion, what they're saying coming up. Posting pictures of your kids on the first day of school could be putting your family and your finances in danger. Let's talk about it on Griftbusters, plus your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. We got a whole bunch we've got to get to this morning, but first, let's dive in with your Freedom First News headlines. Admitted killer Verna Stafford has been recommended for parole despite strong opposition from victims' families, prosecutors, and lawmakers. The 73-year-old is serving life sentences for her role in 9 murders back in 1978, including the Sirloin Stockade massacre in Oklahoma City, where 6 employees were killed. The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 on Tuesday to recommend parole to Governor Kevin Stitt. Stafford testified against her former husband, Roger Dale Stafford, who was executed back in 1995. She told the board that her husband controlled and threatened her, and she expressed remorse for the killings. If paroled, Stafford could immediately begin serving a life sentence that would not be eligible for parole on that second life sentence for another 15 years. We're going to be talking about that one, so we definitely want your calls on that later on this hour. A Stillwater man accused of killing his wife will remain in jail after appearing before a judge on Tuesday. Kyle Rector is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Kayleen Rector, who investigators say was driving on Perkins Road early Sunday when her husband allegedly attacked her with a pocket knife. Court documents say Kayleen suffered multiple wounds, managed to get out of the vehicle, and collapsed about 30 feet away. A witness told police Rector confessed to killing his wife. Prosecutors say Rector also told investigators that he believed that his wife was conspiring to kill him. Payne County District Attorney Jeremiah Gregory says he intends to seek the death penalty in this case, citing what he calls aggravating circumstances. A former Oklahoma School for the Deaf teacher and coach is facing 4 felony charges, including rape and child pornography. 29-year-old Sean Thomas Sled is accused of having a secret relationship with a student over several years. That former student, who is deaf, reported the allegations to Sulphur Police back in January. Police say the alleged relationship began back in 2021 and continued until she graduated. Investigators also say Sled allegedly recorded some of the encounters. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services says Sled was removed from campus as soon as officials learned of the investigation, and he's no longer employed. An arrest warrant was issued on Friday, but police say Sled has not been arrested as of Tuesday. His attorney has not yet commented. Well, just 10 days into the job, the new Payne County District Attorney says he's inherited what he calls a cloud of distrust surrounding the office. Jeremiah Gregory is calling for an outside investigation to the handling of high-profile Jesse Butler sexual assault case. Butler, a former Stillwater teenager, pleaded no contest after reaching a plea deal that would give him youthful offender status and required rehabilitation instead of jail time after he sexually assaulted 2 girls. His case was dismissed last week after he completed the program. Gregory says that he would have taken the case to a preliminary hearing and then to trial because the victims wanted to move forward. He's now asking the next Oklahoma Attorney General to bring in outside prosecutors and investigators to try to determine exactly what happened and publicly release those findings. Well, a 42-year-old man is facing felony charges after allegedly vandalizing a splash pad in Ardmore. Court documents say Jeremiah Lyons splattered black paint across the splash pad on August 6th, causing more than $1,000 worth of damage. Lyons is charged with felony malicious injury to property and public nuisance. Authorities have not yet released any additional details about what allegedly motivated the vandalism or how the damage was discovered. State Senate candidate Barry Christian died by suicide in April, according to an autopsy report released on Tuesday. The 54-year-old Sarah Mann was reportedly missing on April 29th, and his body was found the next day inside his pickup truck in Sandy Sanders Wildlife Management Area in far western Oklahoma. The state medical examiner lists the gunshot wound to the head as a probable cause of death and suicide as the manner of death. Christian was one of three Republicans running for State Senate District 38. He was still on the June primary ballot and finished third with 530 votes. The full autopsy report is expected to be released on August 19th. Well, a new Oklahoma law is giving families another tool to seek answers in cold cases. Governor Kevin Stitt signed Senate Bill 1636, named in memory of sisters Cheryl Ginzer and Lisa Pennington, who disappeared after leaving the Oklahoma State Fair back in 1987. Cheryl was 25 years old and Lisa was 16. Their bodies were later found in shallow graves, but no arrests have ever been made. The case remained unsolved for nearly four decades. The new law allows families to request a formal review of a cold case by investigators who were not involved in the original investigation. Supporters say the goal is to give families new hope and a path toward answers. Governor Kevin Stitt, meanwhile, also held a ceremonial signing on Tuesday for several Oklahoma laws, including Raines Law, which will bring fentanyl education and suicide prevention into public schools. The law is named after Rain Reese, a 19-year-old Cameron University student who died back in 2023 after unknowingly taking a fentanyl-laced pill. Her mother, Carla Carlock, joined other parents who have lost children to fentanyl at the Capitol. She says the goal is to prevent other families from experiencing the same heartbreak. Raines Law requires Oklahoma public schools to provide fentanyl awareness and suicide prevention education to students in grades 6 through 12. Parents also hope to share their children's stories through testimonial videos shown in classrooms across the state. 82 degrees and sunny at 7:13. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, a new poll shows Republican race for Oklahoma governor is now a dead heat between Mike Mazie and Gettner Drummond. Each candidate has the support of 44% of likely runoff voters. Pollster Pat McFerrin says Mazie was 4 points ahead before last week's televised debate, but lost 5 points afterwards, while Drummond gained one. McFerrin says women voters moved more strongly toward Drummond following the debate, where Mazie was reportedly told to stay on topic. Mazie's campaign disputes the poll, pointing to a Club for Growth survey showing him already 6 points ahead. The Republican runoff is on August 25th. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking a judge to temporarily halt development of a proposed aluminum smelter in Enola. Drummond filed a motion for a preliminary injunction on Tuesday, arguing the project could pose environmental, public health, agricultural, and economic energy concerns. The proposed Oklahoma primary aluminum facility would cover about 633 acres and produce more than 750,000 metric tons of aluminum every year, making it the largest primary aluminum plant ever built in the United States. Drummond says pollution, including fluoride emissions, could threaten nearby cattle operations. The project is led by Emirates Global Aluminum with 60% stake and Century Aluminum, which owns the remaining 40%. Drummond wants construction stopped while his lawsuit moves through the courts. A proposed long-term plan for downtown Oklahoma City is raising some concerns among Oklahoma County officials. The plan envisions redeveloping the current county jail site into a film studio and a higher education campus. County Commissioner Brian Mond says officials were not consulted in learning about the proposal. He only learned about it, he says, through the media. He says the current jail will remain in operation until a replacement facility is completed and all operations are transferred. The plan comes as county commissioners consider another sales tax proposal to fund completion and operation of the new jail. City planners say the redevelopment idea is only hypothetical and that the county has full control over the property and could ultimately choose something completely different. Norman City leaders raising concerns about proposed South Extension Turnpike and its potential impact on homes, properties, and city resources. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority presented updated plans on Tuesday, including proposed interchanges at Tecumseh Road and Alameda Street. Council members questioned how the project could affect homeowners and emergency response times. Ward 5 Council Member Trey Kirby urged OTA to recognize the emotional connection that people have to their property. Others questioned potential demands on Norman's police and fire departments. Opponents also held a separate meeting at City Hall, saying residents along with a proposed route do not want the turnpike. No action was taken by City Council on Tuesday. Well, school is starting up, and we've all seen them on social media by now. Pictures of cute little kiddos all dressed up in their brand new clothes, ready to go to school. But could posting those pictures put your family in danger? Tara Harden with the State Department of Securities joins us live with this week's Grift Busters. It's 82 degrees and sunny at 716. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got some construction projects to watch out for. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Classen, May, and Northwest Expressway. More school districts opening their doors today, so watch those school zones. Buckle up. Drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part? Our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor's ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332 or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And welcome back. Really good to have you on board this morning. Quick reminder again, it's first day of school for a bunch of different schools. Yesterday was Oklahoma City Public Schools. Today we've got UConn schools. A few other schools are starting off this morning. So there's going to be a lot of kiddos out on the streets that weren't on the streets just last week. So give yourself a little bit extra time. make sure you're watching out for them. They're very excited right now. They may not be following all the rules when it comes to crossing at crosswalks or not walking in the streets or not darting out into the streets. Give yourself a couple extra minutes this morning. Take it slow. Put the phone down. Make sure that you're extra alert looking out for those kids, okay? Quick check on those the weather for today. It's going to be mostly sunny. What a shock. It's going to be a hot one. High of 102 degrees. Tonight, breezy with a low of 78. On Thursday, windy, hot, high of 101. Then on Friday, mostly sunny. You guessed it. Hot, high of 102 degrees. We may not see an end to this anytime soon. 82 degrees outside right now and sunny at 721.
The new Freedom 96.9.
Hello, how may I help you?
You are a scammer, I swear.
A scheme, fraud, a racket, hustle, flim-flam, a scam, a grift. This is Grift Busters, exposing the scams on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck.
We've all seen it. Many of us have done it. We post those cute little pictures of the kiddos getting ready to get on the bus for their first day of school, or we're so excited about that end of the summer weekend getaway that we just want to share those vacation posters with everybody. We jump on Facebook and post picture after picture after picture, toes in the sand, that kind of stuff. But could we be inviting scammers in every single time we do that? Tara Harden is with the State Department of Securities. She joins us live with this week's Grift Busters. You already know the answer to that, right?
Yes, I do.
Talk to me.
So the answer is yes, those pictures can be used by the criminals, and they oftentimes are. In fact, a lot of the information we post on social media is just a treasure trove for those criminals, but specifically the pictures of the kids. The pictures of the younger kids, we have some folks in our society that do things with children that are unspeakable at the moment.
Yep.
on family radio in the morning.
Yep.
Right? And so those pictures, and with AI intelligence, artificial intelligence, they're able to take those pictures and make them into whatever their wildest dream can come up
with. Something unsavory.
Yes, something unsavory. And then when we talk about like the junior high and the high school kids that we're posting those pictures of, those kids all have their own social media accounts. Mm-hmm. Maybe not on the same social media that mom is on, but different social media where they oftentimes post videos. And the criminals are harvesting those takes of their voice and using those again with AI to perpetrate scams on the parents. Sometimes you might even get a call. We got one, I think, here in Oklahoma County a couple of years ago about a daughter that was, she was away on a ski trip with school, and mom got a phone call, and it was her daughter's voice saying that she had been kidnapped and begging and screaming for help.
Mm-hmm. And it's all fake.
And it's all fake. It's all fake. AI. So, you know, making those associations, you're connecting the dots for the criminals.
Yep.
You're telling them who your kid is, and then they go look up their profile, and you're just connecting the dots.
So a friend of mine posted a picture yesterday, and I'm not going to embarrass him, mm-hmm. but it was his son and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
His son is roughly 12 years old. His daughter is roughly 9. She's wearing her cheerleading outfit, which has the school name on it.
Yes.
He's wearing his basketball shirt.
Yes.
In the background, I can see the house. I can see the car. I can see the number on the house. So just from that little tiny photograph of two smiling kids, I know that we've got two kids that go to UConn schools.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one is a cheerleader. I know that one is a basketball, plays basketball. So all I've got to do is kind of cross-reference that to find out when mom and dad are going to be at practice and the house is going to be empty.
Right.
And I've also got a picture of the house with the address on it. And I know what the car looks like because it's in the driveway. So if I'm a burglar, you've just told me everything that I need to know as far as when you're going to be home, when you're not going to be home, where your home is,
right,
and when I need to come in and burglarize it.
Right. And you have also exposed, so yes, the burglary aspect, but you've also exposed other aspects. So maybe you would get hit then with a scam doing a fundraiser for the cheerleading team.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the kids might get a call, that, hey, mom's going to be late for practice picking you up. You need to go with so-and-so because they know where those kids are going to be. They know enough of the information about that family to make the scam sound real.
Yep. 100%.
Yes.
So how do we protect ourselves from that? And also, let me hit you on this real quick, because as technology is evolving, each one of those pictures also contains a certain level of metadata.
Yes. Yes. So back to your address, I don't even need the house number in the in that picture. Your address, your GPS location is embedded in that picture. All I need is a player that will pull up that picture and show me that information. So, yes. And we expose things through what we say and what we don't say, even our associations, things like maybe you're a member of your high school's graduating class group on your social media. Well, you've just told everybody the high school you went to, their mascot, and the year you graduated.
Now I know how old you are.
Right. Now I know how old you are. Most people use, a lot of people use that information in their PIN numbers and their passwords. So you've exposed all of that.
Yeah, that verification question. What high school did you graduate
from? That's exactly right. What was your high school mascot?
Yep.
Yes.
Now I know.
Yes. So, yes, we just expose a ton of information about ourselves. And like I said, the criminals don't need to know everything about us. They just need to know enough to make the scam sound real.
Now, part of the problem, too, that we've learned from scientists who study this stuff who are way smarter than we are, it's really easy to become addicted to social media. And we get this adrenaline rush, and we have certain chemicals released in our brain every time that somebody replies and comments and gives us a thumbs up on how cute our little kids are. So how do we draw that line between getting that natural endorphin high that we get from being on social media and protecting our kids and not being on social media and posting certain things?
So a couple of things. First of all, consider using an alternate name other than your real name, and only have people that you really actually know as your followers on social media. If you are that person that is trying to be a social influencer and trying to get as many likes, and so you're interacting with as many people as possible, use a totally fake profile and a separate profile from the one that's really for your friends and family. And then that one that's for your friends and family, keep that locked down. Keep it on, you know, the default settings are to public, so change those to private and only interact with people you actually know. And again, consider changing your name. Don't put your real birthday on there. That's another big one for me. Don't put your real birthday. We all wish everybody happy birthday, or, you know, that happy milestone birthday. You just told them the year, too. Put a different day. Those people that don't know you well get the joy of wishing you happy birthday. You get the joy of getting all those birthday wishes. It's just on a day that's not really your birthday. And the people that really know you know, and they know why you don't have your real birthday on there.
So my 11,000 friends that wish me happy birthday, that I couldn't, if I saw them walking down the street, I wouldn't recognize them.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. They don't need that information. Yeah. They don't need the accurate information.
Just quickly, if I want to learn more about some of these scams and grifts that are hitting people, where do I go? How do I find out?
Well, there's a couple of places. The Sheriff's Office, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, has monthly classes, and I know that you're familiar with those, and you can get information on the county website through the Sheriff's Office. And then the Department of Securities is working on starting monthly classes statewide. So anybody, anywhere, any age can participate.
Tara Harden, thanks for joining us. Still a lot to talk about this morning. Sirloin Stockade killer Verna Stafford has been recommended for parole. That doesn't mean she's going to be getting out anytime soon, though. We'll tell you about that. A Stillwater man accused of killing his wife with a pocket knife will remain behind bars. We'll talk to you a bit about that. Plus, we got your dad joke of the day coming up. It is 82 degrees at 729. Thanks for joining us.
USA Radio News, I'm John Summers. NBC News projects Republican Senator Darlene Graham faces Congressman Ralph Norman in South Carolina's Republican Senate primary runoff. NBC News projects Senator Amy Klobuchar wins the Democratic primary for Minnesota governor. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs officially selected her running mate for November. In a joint announcement on X, Hobbs named John Giles as her pick for lieutenant governor.
I was a lifelong Republican before becoming an independent because extremists shouldn't stand in the way of getting things done.
He was the former mayor of Mesa, which is just outside Phoenix. The Trump administration says Medicaid will no longer fund gender transition procedures for minors.
Global Empowerment Mission cargo flights to earthquake-damaged Colombia are expected to begin this morning. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Not long ago, I met with a young woman who reminded me just how quickly life can change when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. She wasn't the driver. She was simply riding with a friend. She buckled her seatbelt, did everything she was supposed to do, and never imagined that a routine drive would end with flashing lights, an ambulance, and months of doctor's appointments. She looked at me and she said, "I didn't do anything wrong. Why am I the one dealing with all of this?" And the answer is she shouldn't have to. One of the biggest misconceptions I hear is that passengers don't have rights or they don't want to make a claim because they don't know the driver. The truth is your claim is almost always against an insurance policy, not against a friend or a family member. That's exactly why insurance exists. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A driver from Tahlequah was found dead after a vehicle plunged about 40 feet into a lake in Cherokee County. OHP says the crash happened Friday when the vehicle left the highway near the Caney Ridge Bridge and went over a cliff into the water. Authorities believe the driver may have been unable to escape due to injuries suffered in the crash. The vehicle and driver were located Sunday, and the victim's name hasn't been released, with the investigation continuing. Attorney General Gendar Drummond is asking a federal judge to halt construction of the proposed aluminum smelter near Enola while legal challenges continue. Drummond filed for an injunction citing concerns about possible environmental impacts, air emissions, public health, and effects on local resources. The project has become a major issue in Oklahoma's governor's race as state leaders continue debating its benefits and potential risks. Oklahoma City firefighters say they've responded to 65 grass fires so far this month as hot and dry conditions continue, with officials reminding residents that the Oklahoma County burn ban remains in effect. They're urging people to avoid outdoor burning and also encouraging extra caution with equipment, vehicles, and other activities that could create sparks. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny with a fair amount of sunshine, along with breezy conditions and hot temperatures reaching a high of 102. Tonight, expect breezy weather in the evening with otherwise clear skies and warm temperatures dropping to a low of 78. Tomorrow will bring windy conditions, hot weather, and abundant sunshine with a high of 101. Moving on to Friday, it will be mostly sunny, a bit breezy, and hot with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
And a good hump day morning to you. It's 82 degrees outside and sunny at 736. And that means, oh, wait a second, we got the, looks like the hotline is ringing. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
Dr. Anthony, believe the science, Grouchy calling in with a story for you, Aaron.
Oh, hey, Dr. Grouchy, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Listen, I was going to call with a story, but on the advice of my attorney, he suggested I invoke my Fifth Amendment rights. I did that 111 times in the Senate. I don't think they liked that. Anyway, I got a story. I don't know if you knew this or not. Of course, today's going to be blistering hot again, and the temperature's going to be way up there. And a lot of people don't know that last week at the University of Oklahoma, the great scientist, Dr. Jedediah Humphreys, died. And, of course, everybody knows that he invented the heat index.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, last week he died. He was in Norman, Oklahoma, which is as close to heaven as you can get without actually dying. But he died last week at 95, but he felt like 103.
Dr. Grouchy, get out of here, man. Get out.
Okay, Dr. Anthony, believe the science, Grouchy.
Thanks, Dr. Grouchy. 7:37 right now. That means time for your dad joke of the day. We might as well keep the humor going along. So, you know, Uncle Dave, my father worked 12 hours a day just to put food on the table.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the slowest cook I ever met.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
All right, enough of the fun stuff. Let's check out those Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Admitted killer Verna Stafford has been recommended for parole despite strong opposition from victims' families, prosecutors, and lawmakers. The 73-year-old is serving life sentences for her role in nine murders back in 1978, including the Sirloin Stockade Massacre in Oklahoma City, where six employees were killed. The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 on Tuesday to recommend to parole to Governor Kevin Stitt. Stafford testified against her former husband, Roger Dell Stafford, who was executed back in 1995. She told the board that he controlled and threatened her, and she expressed some remorse, but if paroled, she would immediately begin serving a second life sentence and would not be eligible for parole on that sentence for another 15 years. A Stillwater man accused of killing his wife will remain behind bars after appearing before a judge on Tuesday. Kyle Rector is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Kayleen Rector. Investigators say she was driving on Perkins Road early Sunday when her husband allegedly attacked her with a pocket knife. Court documents say Kayleen suffered multiple wounds, escaped the vehicle, and collapsed about 30 feet away. A witness told police Rector confessed to killing his wife. Investigators say Rector also told them that he believed that his wife was conspiring to kill him. Payne County District Attorney Jeremiah Gregory says he intends to seek the death penalty in this case, citing what he calls aggravating circumstances. A former Oklahoma School for the Deaf teacher and coach is now facing four felony charges, including rape and child pornography. 29-year-old Sean Thomas Sled is accused of having a secret sexual relationship with a student over several years. That former student reported the allegations to Sulphur Police back in January. Police say the alleged relationship began back in 2021 and continued until the student graduated. Investigators also say Sled allegedly recorded some of those encounters. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services says Sled was removed from campus as soon as officials learned of the investigation and is no longer employed. An arrest warrant was issued back on Friday, but police say Sled has not yet been arrested as of Tuesday. His attorney has not commented. Well, just 10 days on the job, and new Payne County District Attorney says that he's inherited what he calls a cloud of distrust surrounding the office. Jeremiah Gregory is calling for an outside investigation to the handling of high-profile Jesse Butler's sexual assault case. Butler, a former Stillwater teenager, pleaded no contest under a deal that gave him youthful offender status and required rehabilitation instead of jail time after he sexually assaulted two girls. His case was dismissed last week after he completed the program. Gregory says he would have taken the case to a preliminary hearing and trial because the victims wanted to move forward. He now wants the next Oklahoma Attorney General to bring in outside prosecutors and investigators and publicly release their findings. A 42-year-old man is facing felony charges after allegedly vandalizing a splash pad in Ardmore. Court documents say Jeremiah Lyons splattered black paint across the splash pad back on August 6th, causing more than $1,000 worth of damage. Lyons is charged with felony malicious injury to property and public nuisance. Authorities have not released any additional details about what allegedly motivated the vandalism. The case is now moving through the court system, and Lyons faces a felony charge for the reported damage to the public recreation facility. State Senate candidate Barry Christian died by suicide back in April, according to an autopsy report released on Tuesday. The 54-year-old Sarah Mann was reported missing back on April 29th, and his body was found the next day inside his pickup truck in the Sandy Sanders Wildlife Management Area in far western Oklahoma. The state medical examiner lists a gunshot wound to the head as a probable cause of death and suicide as the manner of death. Christian was one of three Republicans running for Senate District 38. He remained on the June primary ballot and finished third with 530 votes. The full autopsy report is expected to be released on August 19th. A new Oklahoma law is giving families another way to seek answers in cold cases. Governor Kevin Stitt has signed Senate Bill 1636, named in memory of sisters Cheryl Ginzer and Lisa Pennington, who disappeared after leaving the Oklahoma State Fair back in 1987. Cheryl was 25 years old and Lisa was just 16. Their bodies were later found in shallow graves, but no arrests have ever been made. The case remained unsolved for nearly four decades. The new law allows families to request a formal review of cold cases by investigators who were not involved in the original investigation. Supporters say the goal is to give families new hope and another path toward some answers. Governor Kevin Stitt, meanwhile, also held a ceremonial signing on Tuesday for several Oklahoma laws, including Raines Law, which will bring fentanyl education and suicide prevention into public schools. The law is named after Rain Reese, a 19-year-old Cameron University student who died back in 2023 after unknowingly taking a fentanyl-laced pill. Her mother, Carla Carlock, joined other parents who have lost children to fentanyl at the Capitol. She says the goal is to prevent other families from experiencing the same heartbreak. Raines Law requires public schools to provide fentanyl awareness and suicide prevention education to students in grades 6 through 12. Parents also hope to share their children's stories through testimonial videos in Oklahoma classrooms. Well, a new poll shows the Republican race for Oklahoma governor is now a dead heat between Mike Mazie and Gettner Drummond. Each candidate has support of 44% of likely runoff voters. Pollster Pat McFerrin says Mazie is 4 points ahead before last week's televised debate, but lost 5 points afterward, while Drummond gained just 1 point. McFerrin says women voters shifted more strongly toward Drummond following the debate, where Mazie was repeatedly told to stay on topic. Mazie's campaign disputes the poll, pointing to a Club for Growth survey showing him ahead by 6 points. The Republican runoff is August 25th. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking a judge to temporarily halt development of a proposed aluminum smelter in Enola. Drummond filed a motion for a preliminary injunction on Tuesday, arguing the project could create an environmental, public health, agricultural, and energy problems. The proposed Oklahoma primary aluminum facility would cover about 633 acres and produce more than 750,000 metric tons of aluminum every single year. Drummond says pollution, including fluoride emissions, could threaten nearby cattle operations. The project is led by Emirates Global Aluminum with a 60% stake and Century Aluminum with a 40% stake. Drummond wants construction stopped while the lawsuit moves through court. A proposed long-term plan for downtown Oklahoma City is raising some concerns among Oklahoma County officials. The plan envisions redeveloping the current county jail site into a film studio and higher education campus. County Commissioner Brian Maughan says officials were not consulted and only learned about the proposal through the media. He says the current jail will remain in operation until a replacement facility is completed and all operations are transferred. The plan comes as county commissioners consider another sales tax proposal to fund completion and operation of the new jail. City planners say the redevelopment idea is only hypothetical and that the county has full control over the property and could ultimately choose something completely different. Norman City leaders are raising concerns about the proposed self-extension turnpike and its potential impact on homes, properties, and city resources. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority presented updated plans on Tuesday, including proposed interchanges at Tecumseh Road. Council members questioned how the project could affect homeowners and emergency response times. Ward 5 Council Member Trey Kirby urged the OTA to recognize the emotional connection that people have to their property. Other council members questioned potential demands on Norman's police and fire departments. Opponents have had separate meetings at City Hall saying residents along the proposed route do not want the turnpike. No action was taken on Tuesday. More than 180,000 Oklahoma state education and local government employees, retirees, and their families could soon face higher insurance costs. The Oklahoma Employees Insurance and Benefits Board is recommending premium increases of 15 to 19% for health choice coverage. That proposal needs approval from state officials. The Oklahoma Health Care Authority says the increases are necessary as medical costs and health care continue to rise. The agency says Health Choice held down premium increases to an average of 5.8% over the past 5 years, compared with 8.6% for similar government plans. Critics, including Attorney General Gettner Drummond, say the increases could put major financial burdens on public employees, especially teachers with family coverage. Several Oklahoma schools and state agencies have reported major cybersecurity breaches under new state laws requiring notification when at least 500 Oklahomans' personal information is compromised. The Oklahoma Tax Commission, Jenks Public Schools, Gordon Cooper Technology Center, and the University of Phoenix have reported breaches to the Attorney General's office. The Jenks and Gordon Cooper incidents involved an April hack of the Canvas education system, exposing personal student information. Cybersecurity experts say additional attacks may have gone unreported. The new law also requires organizations to maintain reasonable safeguards for personal data and allows the Attorney General to seek civil penalties when those standards are not met. A recall effort targeting UConn Mayor Brian Pillmore is gaining more momentum, with residents citing concerns about transparency and a controversial billion-dollar data center project. The organizations are seeking to remove Pillmore from office, although he remains eligible to run for an upcoming election under city charter. The recall effort comes as city faces questions about the proposed data center and how the project has been handled by city leaders. Pillmore has not yet publicly commented on the recall proceedings. The efforts could add another layer of uncertainty to the city's upcoming election and the future of the massive data center project. Oklahoma, meanwhile, reporting another 30 cases of cyclosporiosis, bringing the total number to 506. The Oklahoma State Department of Health says 96 cases have been confirmed through laboratory testing, with another 10 cases considered probable. Hospitalizations have also increased to 32. There have been no deaths reported, though. A Texas judge has dissolved a temporary restraining order that briefly puts Tulsa National back in the Southwest Little League Tournament. That means Texas West, the born Little League team, officially advances to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. Tulsa National was disqualified after Little League officials determined the team used an ineligible player. A judge initially allowed Tulsa to return, forcing Texas West to prepare for another championship game after already beating Louisiana 4-1. But Little League filed an emergency motion, and the judge ultimately sided with the tournament committee. The ruling ends Tulsa National's bid for the World Series berth. Wing Special Needs Community is expanding its operations with adults with developmental disabilities with three new additions. The organization recently celebrated ribbon cuttings for new community commons, an adaptive bike barn, and its first community living home. The community commons will provide space for dining, social events, chapel services, and performances. The bike barn will store adaptive bikes, and Oklahoma City Rotary Club's 29 also donated four new adaptive bikes. The new community living home is designed to promote greater independence and connection for residents. Wings Executive Director Sherry Weaver says the new spaces represent growth, opportunity, and inclusion. Residents are expected to move into the new home later on this summer. Oklahoma's fall forecast is shaping up to be a pretty mixed bag, with El Nino patterns creating uncertainty. The National Weather Service says an active weather pattern could bring more rain and potential severe storms, especially in October and November. While the jet stream is expected to remain mostly south of Oklahoma, forecasters say its proximity means more tornadoes and severe weather cannot be ruled out. NOAA gives Oklahoma an equal chance of seeing above or below normal rainfall through October. Southern Oklahoma and the Panhandle have a greater chance of warmer than average temperatures. The Farmer's Almanac, meanwhile, predicts a cooler and wetter fall for much of Oklahoma, while some areas potentially seeing several inches of additional rainfall. Well, like we talked about, Verna Stafford is serving a life sentence for her role in nine 1978 murders. She's been recommended now for parole. The 73-year-old was involved in the Sirloin Stockade massacre that killed six Oklahoma City employees. The Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 in favor, but if governors did approve, Stafford would immediately begin another life sentence, which she wouldn't be eligible for parole on that sentence for another 15 years. So what are your thoughts on this? Should someone who participated in nine murders ever truly be considered for parole? Should cooperation with prosecutors decades ago continue to benefit her today? And what about the families of the Sirloin Stockade employees who were murdered? We want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. 82 degrees under sunny skies at 751. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got some construction projects to watch out for. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Classen, May, and Northwest Expressway. More school districts opening their doors today, so watch those school zones. Buckle up. Drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus 2-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus 2-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
This is just another one of those events where people were not being forthright, the people that we trusted, the people who told us to trust them. Part of the trust includes transparency and being forthright. It is okay to say that you don't know what you don't know sometimes, guys. I don't know how that became like a bad thing in society.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning. Hey, it's going to be a hot one today. Mostly sunny, high of 102 degrees. Tonight, breezy with a low of 78. On Thursday, it'll be windy and hot with a high of 101. And on Friday, mostly sunny and hot, high of 102 degrees. It's 83 degrees outside right now at 7:55. Well, like we talked about, Verna Stafford, who's serving a life sentence for her role in the nine murders in 1978, has been recommended for parole. The 73-year-old was involved in the Sirloin Stockade Massacre that happened back in Oklahoma City, where six employees were murdered. We want to hear from you about this one. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. My take on it, she might look like a sweet little old lady right now. She might look like your grandma cooking cookies in the kitchen, but she's pure evil. She deserved to spend the rest of her life behind bars for the horrible things that she did. So one thing that she said during this hearing that really, really stood out to me was, I'm sorry for what happened. I'm sorry for what happened. Not I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry what happened. So that tells me that she's not taking responsibility for what she did, for the murders that she was participating in and complicit in. So nine people were murdered. This wasn't a single isolated crime. This was a series of killings involving Stafford, her former husband, and his brother. Six people were killed over the Sirloin Stockade, including kids, teenagers. Their families have had to deal with those losses since 1978. Her cooperation was already rewarded. She testified against Roger Dale Stafford. He was eventually executed in large part because of her testimony. God bless for that, but you've already gotten your reward for what you did. An argument can be made that the state already received the benefit of that cooperation. My opinion, she should have gotten the death penalty, too. There was plenty of evidence that would have been able to get both of them the needle, and she should have gotten the needle. Nobody deserves it more. She said that she was being controlled by her husband. Being controlled doesn't necessarily eliminate personal responsibility. She says, her husband repeatedly threatened her, controlled her, but prosecutors and courts still found her criminally responsible. She knew what she was doing was wrong. At the end of the day, she knew that it's wrong to kill people. And she looked children in the eyes as they were being massacred. This is an evil human being. This is somebody who deserves to be dancing with Satan right now, not being paroled and enjoying what little life she has left. And the little old lady thing, that doesn't work for me. Remorse isn't the same thing as accountability. Yes, she expressed some remorse. Sometimes sorry isn't good enough. When you massacre nine people, including children, sorry just isn't good enough. Someone can sincerely regret what they did while still deserving to remain incarcerated, while still deserving to remain punished. And again, I would submit that she didn't take responsibility for it. Even yesterday when she said, I'm sorry for what happened, as opposed to I'm sorry for what I did. There's a big difference there, and language is very important. The victims, they don't get a second chance here. Stafford would be asking for another chance at freedom that the people that she helped kill will never receive. Now, the parole vote was close. It was 3-2. That means even among board members, there was significant disagreement about whether she should be recommended for parole. The public safety argument is an important one. If Stafford is unlikely to commit another violent crime at 73 years old, parole isn't simply about whether somebody is a danger to society, though. It also is about punishment and accountability for previous crimes. She did the crimes. She needs to do the time. Simple as that. Coming up on Freedom 96.9 throughout the day. Today we have Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock, Eric Erickson hanging out at 11 o'clock, Dana Lash at 2 o'clock, then Lee Matthews with a drive at 4 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.